Hogan, and you're listening to Radio Golf Show. Yes, Marucci.
Yes, Marucci. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, for another RotoFest. RotoFest 16, if you can believe it or not, which is pretty amazing. Thanks to you guys. Only because of you guys. And we've already determined the draft order. The one thing, quickly, I want to ask, because I know you, David, have to leave soon. We had a discussion in the car about this today. At the Masters, where you have played, do they announce the players from New Braunfels, Texas, David Ogren? Do they do that there?
Yes, of course.
They do. Because
I don't know if they do. I don't think they say the city.
Okay. Did they just say the name?
I think so.
But they have.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. It is the Masters. The two top players in the world are in top form. We have 2, 4, 6, 7 competitors. I think we'll try to go 6 rounds. I think that should be enough. The first pick goes to Brother Burley, fresh back from España. Eviva España. Welcome, Brother Burley. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, fantastic time.
The sheet up here. Here's the sheet. We're going to have to improvise a little bit, but I'll keep a manual record of it, and I'll just tell you if somebody's been taken or not. This is going to be interesting. Who do you choose, Mr. Burley?
Well, I have to go Rory McIlroy, Frank.
Well, there you go. Of course you are.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, there you go. Do you speak any Spanish by now?
Un poco. ¿Y tú?
Yeah, you know what? You're an English guy that lives in Holland and moved to Spain.
That's right.
Yeah, like you do.
Well, yeah, big plans, actually, Frank, but we'll talk about that in July when we play. Benjamin can join us.
I'm really looking forward to that, by the way. Especially,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
Especially the music. Timpas is here. Because he's late, he's picking last. Welcome, Doc. Then we have picking number 2 today. And it's always an extreme pleasure for me to have him on these things. And he's more than generous with his time and his knowledge. Mr. Malcolm Duck. Malcolm, welcome once again to RotoFest.
Good to be here, Frank. How goes it?
Oh, it goes well. Like I mentioned before we started recording, I played my first round today, and I shot 1,000, which was nice.
That's the first hole.
No, thank God for mulligans. Otherwise, it would have been 1,200 probably. But no, it was cool. It was cool to be out there and just not really, keeping score kind of, but just hitting the ball and being out. The weather's been great, so I really enjoyed it. What's the weather like in Scotland?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Is
and
it?
Talking about mulligans and different things, there was a guy there, 2 o'clock, American boy hitting off, and he said, I'm having a breakfast bowl. And I was walking past, said, you can't have a breakfast bowl. He said, why? It's because it's lunchtime.
Americans are good.
Anyway, some things transcend time.
Yeah. So Rory is gone, the second favorite. Who are you going with, Malcolm?
Well, I'm going to go against principle and be half sensible, and I'm going to go for Scotty Scheffler because I think he's coming back slowly. But I got to say, I think it's Rory's year. I think Rory's going to do it.
Right.
So, Brother Burley, you know, the wandering Englishman. Is there any other thing than a wandering Englishman that goes from country to country trying to seek his home? Anyway, where to next? I'm going for Scotty Scheffler.
There you go. Picking third from Texas, David Ogren, who was actually I had to double check this, but he was like the third or fourth guest on our show, but he was the first guest who had his own Wikipedia page, so that's something to write home about. I'm very proud of that. David, welcome to RotoFest, sir.
I appreciate it. Glad I'm back. It looks like this is the only pick I'm going to get in before I go give my 2 o'clock lesson here in Texas. And I'm going to pick Brooks Koepka.
Wow.
Because he rises to the occasion.
Okay.
He really does. And then on the delegation part of the of Fort Telecaster. I will take the next highest rank American, because after all, it's America first. If I pick somebody, if I pick John Rahm, it'd be like a 25%, you know, tariff. If I pick Hideki, it'd be a 12%. Joaquin, I think he's at 17%. Victor Hovland, I don't know why we're picking on Victor Hovland, but I think he's like a 42% tariff. So I'm just going to stick American.
We will put that in for you. But it sounds like you guys went from America first to only America.
Yeah, you point.
Oh, David, final four today, Houston, Florida.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Thanks for asking real quick. I watched the two games on TV. They're here in San Antonio. I couldn't go. And I told my wife last or Saturday night, Houston to me always looked better to than Duke that whole game. And right at the end, they finally won. So I'm picking the University of Houston. So
there you go. Having lived in Houston, I'm definitely going for the Cougars to do it today. Anyways, have fun with your lesson. Is it a junior, senior, man, woman? I don't know what else.
What you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah, there you go.
The other guys know who my lesson is.
Dottenschutz in Texas. Very nice, David. Thank you, sir. Next highest rated American, so everybody knows what David is doing. I believe Ted is on the way. That should be awesome.
No, he's Ted's taking the next highest ranked Asian.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think I'm going to go, since I'm next. I will not delay this any further, but I'm going with Colin Morikawa. I think the Rick Sessinghouse is doing a fantastic job with him. He's been playing really well. I guess the golf course will be a little bit soft. I heard it's storming there today. But he is my man. I think it's time for him to win number three. There you go. The next pick goes to none other than Mr. Craig Miller, the coach of Matti Schmidt, former PGA of Germany, teacher of the year. Always fun to have him from Herzogenaurach. Are you there?
I'm here.
I heard you ran into Timpas in Turkey. Or at least
quite catch up with her. Actually, I was like
changing glances.
I was so busy teaching.
I think he didn't recognize me, but I recognized him.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Look at you, Doc. What do you got growing on your face there? What do you got growing on your face?
Since September last year.
Is that new? Very nice.
That's not that new.
Does it have a name yet? Does it have
a name? It doesn't speak. It has no name.
It's good to be here. But Craig, it is your pick, sir.
So I'm gonna go, cause of the weather forecast and the long course, Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, Bryson. There you go. I don't know how to edit this PDF. I mean, I really have no idea what I'm doing here. So you know,
your pencil there, just put a line through them.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, I'm in a four-star hotel. It's a piece of shit hotel. I mean, I got a fucking light on me, but it works. Then, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time joining the RotoFest, and he asked me about 8 times what the rules are and how we should prepare for it, and I don't think I answered him once. The rules are you pick a player. Once a player is picked, he's off the board. I believe as a first timer, it would be foolish to pick an Asian player since that's Ted's market. But if you do, it makes him angry, and that's a good thing, too. Welcome to his first RotoFest from the Ruhrgebiet, Benjamin Kubo.
Yes, thank you.
Professional orthopedic surgeon, Golfanlagenbetreiber, and an all around cool guy. So thanks for being here, Benny.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Rory, Scheffler, Kepka, Morikawa, Bryson are off the board, and that would leave you with the next pick.
Yes, that's easy. I'll take Ludvig.
Ludvig.
Yeah, played well last year. Became second, first time Masters. So He's got experience this year. He'll win.
You think he'll win? That's a big call for a rookie. But I think the only rookie that ever won this thing was Malcolm. He destroyed us. So yeah, you're off with Ludwig, and then you know, I love all of you guys, but one of my favorite golf show all stars is dialing in from Iceland. He's got the hair going; he's got it all going on. Once again, joining us is Adi Olafsson. Adi, mein Freund, dear friend, how are you, sir? How is Iceland?
Iceland is good.
Yeah, there you go.
Long way from Russia, long way from America. So, yes.
Trump might want to buy you guys too.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, there's. The rare
earth. It'd be very easy.
The rare earths of Iceland. And how are you feeling, sir? You good?
Yes, very good.
Back 100%. Beautiful.
Yeah, everything's good.
Beautiful. What do you make of this year's Master? I mean, we have the top two players in the world, really in top form, and I don't recall that, and that being. But then again, I don't ever recall. I do, but I don't recall Justin Thomas being in the top 10 betting odds. So a lot of things happening. Who do you like here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you look at the odds, I mean, Scotty and Rory are going to be fighting for the win. But I agree with, I mean, Ludwig is, it's a big choice. Colin Murakawa as well. I'm just going to go down the list and I'm just going to pick John Rahm. I don't think he's going to do well, but his odds are quite good. I mean, and when he's on it, he's on it. So like if you say Victor Hovland, who didn't make the cut three times and then suddenly won, maybe that's going to happen to John Rahm this year. So, I'm just going to pick him because he's the next on the list. And he's a Ryder Cup team player.
Well, there you go. But let me ask you while you're on here, Victor Hovland. I mean, he had a shitty year, and then all of a sudden he ended up winning.
Yeah.
Who is that? That's writing me. I don't know.
Ted tried to get in.
I just let him in.
Yeah.
But Ted, are you here? Jesus Christ. We will let him in. Yeah, so any insights you have on
Victor?
What happened to Victor? No.
It's just you know, when things start to get good, they get good. I mean, and your confidence just boosts and you start to believe, and when you start to believe, everything is possible.
Yeah. And for him, obviously, that...
He's got the experience of winning, so he knows what it takes to win.
Exactly. So you will go with John Rahm, and you're right, he's a guy that that we need for the Ryder Cup, which this year is being played at Bethpage Black, which was my second home course for 20 years, so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm glad I didn't play that today, because I don't think I would have survived. Then we have in the 2, 4, 6, number 8 position, we have Dark Tempest, whose famous drink, the Weiche Wade, I have made famous in every bar and golf club that I've stepped foot in. And they're like, oh. And then I proudly tell them it was recommended to me by my physician, which is a little bit of a lie. But I mean, he is a physician. So 1/3 tonic, 2/3 beer. Works wonders. Works absolute wonders. Michael, good to see you, sir.
Hi.
How are you?
This evening, it's Spring Break 15, one piece of all. nothing less.
I got the Chablis going. Oh, my God, I'm feeling a little white wine, a little flowery.
15-year-old Chablis.
There you go. what do you have to say, Michael?
Not so much. I've got a very busy week, and... I had to travel, Craig, I think a day or two afterwards you, because my mother died, and so I had a very short holiday.
Oh, condolences on that.
Oh, it's okay. I don't think it's right to say it's planned, but it was obvious. Also, that's the time we had. It's okay. I pick Shane. Jane, if it's already not picked,
I think that's a fantastic pick.
Jane is always a fantastic
pick. And you always seem to pick Jane.
Yes.
For those of you not familiar with this show, Jane Lowry is, of course, Shane Lowry. And Michael renamed him Jane since 12 of the last 14 major winners. The name's, first name started with a J or some stupid thing like that. So that is a wonderful pick, Lowry. Ted, are you here, Mr. Longball?
Yes.
Barely. You are. Welcome.
Hi, Ted.
Well, the good news is if I miss the first half hour, I've missed all the exciting snake draw and all that other bullshit. So now I'm right in where I want to be.
There you go. Well, you are picking last. That means you get...
What two. Else is new?
That means you get two picks, sir. So I can't fill out this damn form today. It's why I feel sick. But picked have been Scheffler, McIlroy, Aberg, Morikawa, Rahm, Bryson, Koepka, and Lowry. That those guys have been picked. I'm sure you're going number nine.
Well, I thought about that. That's for sure.
I love him.
I wouldn't mind picking a winner. Yeah. I'm gonna. Is Bryson been picked?
He has.
Oh, he has. I think he used to have a Asian girlfriend. I tell you what, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to pick Justin Thomas.
JT, good pick.
I don't know, not necessarily, never wins anything, but I mean.
Yeah, well, sorry, JT, Ted, there we go. It's amazing that he's up there. Did you watch that TGL thing, Ted?
That you talk about indoor stuff?
Yeah, that Tiger Woods Rory thing.
Sometimes, yeah, but I mean, I'm not into the whole indoor scene, so I think those guys had a lot of fun. I think if you're there watching it, it'd be fun.
Yeah, if you're there, I'm sure I
agree. I think it's just something to, you know, balance out their portfolio with the live doing the music and dance thing going on. That's probably why they do that.
But I mean, I was shocked. 9 million to the winning team or something like that. It was pretty amazing. But you do get two picks, Ted, since you're picking number nine.
Oh, okay. Then I'll take my man, Matsuyama.
Hideki, of course. Hideki goes to Ted. All right. Back to you, Michael. The highest player available on the board is Xander Schauffele, followed by Joaquin Niemann.
I picked Tyrrell Hatton.
You know you are. What number is he? Oh, there he is.
I tell you what, this is like playing expert Sudoku.
Isn't it?
You can't write everything down. You've got to remember everything. Frank,
I'm a mess.
You've outdone yourself this time, big guy. You've showed up with a PDF. You don't have your Excel sheet or whatever?
It's not that I don't.
I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you're smoking, I don't care where you are. I'm coming to get some of it.
I'm snoozing.
I'm going to look like Adi with all that hair. There's got to be some advantage to all the shit that's fucking your brain up.
Oh, Ted, where are you? I haven't even seen you. There you are. You look good.
Jesus Christ. How can you say that? I'll just tell you just a quick story to make things funny.
Please.
I went to bed at 1:30 because I got to go to Sweden to teach a young kid for 2 days, right? Intensive training, 2 days, fly home, sleep 1 hour, get my shit, drive to the airport, check in, get to security, and the guy won't let me in. I go, what's wrong with my ticket? He goes, well, it's for tomorrow. I went up on the wrong day. I was there at 5:30. I was back home by 7:00. Fucking exhausted. I got within 1 mile of my house. I couldn't get my eyes open. I pulled over a side of the road and slept for 10 minutes and then made it the last mile. That's me. That was my day today.
There you go. You know, I guess when you get a little bit older, like we all are, I think you call it Auslaufmodell. That's what we are.
Frank, well, I don't know. I don't know if I was ever a model.
You know how much I've missed you, Ted? You know, these winters are so long without you.
If you look good, I would, you know, like to hear that, Frank. But
yeah, I look terrible. I wouldn't date myself either. I don't blame you. All right, so Doc takes.
Here we go. No one can remember.
Hatton. No, I got it. I'm on top. I'm on top of it. I'm on top of it.
All right.
Hatton, Doc. I got it all figured out. Adi, you're up. Rahm, you got.
Yeah, I'm just making my bookkeeping here. Title Hutton is taken, so I'm trying my best. Now I'm going to take, actually, I'm going to take the guy with the, this is half German, half American, Xander Schauffele.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I normally I only pick European Ryder Cup players, but he could have been a great European Ryder Cup player if you're just the right country to play for.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what would be interesting if they could put their B team in and still beat us on European soil?
Yeah.
That's what the Liv should do. They should make...
Well, that would be the ultimate hate fuck, country, and that's what country, I said from the beginning.
But inside LIV, they should make country teams, like Spain against South Africa and blah, blah, blah.
Well, they do that. The teams, the whatever they are, the flying wedges, or I don't know what they're called, yeah. They're all Asians.
Name it Spain. Name it South Africa.
They don't want. They want to be different, Frank.
They want to be different. Yeah, they. Meanwhile, they got turned down by the PGA Tour, right?
Well, who even knows what's going on there? There's no, they're smarter than Trump. They keep at least their negotiations in the background. He just threatened China. We're going to double your. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. This is like a guy who's got half his money in. He's like, oh, fuck this. I'm going all the way. Just keep bluffing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd love for the EU to join in the boat with friggin' China. China would then get Putin in squared away. And we could tell the United States, you know what, you boys have fun driving those beaters around. We're going to stick to the Mercedes. We sold them all to China. That would be wonderful. It really would be wonderful.
I agree with you on that.
The stupidity of the American citizen is beyond belief.
Well, people are not so bright anymore all over the world. I'm in Hannover. You don't know what happened to me today. Benny, now you understand the concept of the snake draft because you are up again. You have Ludwig. Ted, I don't know if you've met Benjamin Kubo, PGA Pro, orthopedic surgeon aus Oberhausen. Yeah, cool guy.
Where? I can't see him.
iPhone.
You have to scroll a little bit.
Oh, over there.
There you go.
Hi.
Hey, yeah. Well, you're overdressed for this party. I got news for you.
Good on you. Good on you.
Oberhausen, that's not far from me, is it? Where is Oberhausen?
No, we met a couple of times, probably on a PJ, what was that?
Award show.
Yeah, probably, yeah, award show and Arbeitstagung and things like that.
Yeah. Ted doesn't remember that kind of stuff.
I do remember that. But the guy's face is so small there, I barely recognize anybody. Adi, I thought was an old woman. I said, what did he invite this time? I did. I said, God damn, is this a special guest? And I looked down there and saw the name.
Special guest. Well, you're up. You are Benjamin. Highest player available is Joachim Niemann, number 10, and number 13, 15, 14 are available.
No, I'll do something. Is it? No, you know what? I'll go for Patrick Reed.
There you go, P. There you go. Man after my own heart. Anybody, your team will be the cheaters. You have to pick players that have been accused of cheating, moving their mark, or doing something wrong.
Exactly.
You got to have some sort of system because in the end, anybody who was watching this left after 5 minutes. So it's this back down to us.
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is why we do it.
If you did one of these 20-minute segments of the highlights, Frank, that would really be
beautiful. I would, but I don't
know. And I would devote 15 minutes of it to the cards and the snake draft part, the really exciting bit.
It would only be you.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Trust me.
But Vijay Singh's not on the list, isn't he?
He is on the list. Vijay Singh is number 122 at 2,500 to 1. He's there.
Pick him, Benjamin. No, in the end, it doesn't matter. Trust me, it does not matter.
Does
not matter.
Does he cheat? The deer into spray.
Apparently, he does.
There you go.
Really?
You read who's who accused him? Tiger's caddy. Was it Hank Haney or Tiger's caddy? I think it was Tiger's caddy.
There you go.
That goes a long way back. That goes when he was playing for the But his tour cards, and it just goes a long way.
Oh, that's right. You're right. That was 100 years ago. He jacked the scorecard up or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's like sex, you know. If you haven't had sex in 5 years, you're what I call a reverse virgin, right? So if you haven't cheated in 5 years, it's automatically off your record.
Oh, then that's okay, yeah?
Yeah, he's a good man.
Well, then I can't pick him.
All right, so Benny is sitting on Ludwig and Patrick Reed. That's quite a combo. We're back to Mr. Miller, who picked Bryson with his first pick.
I'm going to go for...
Rob McIntyre.
Nope. I'm going to go against my nation, actually. I think this guy's due a victory. I'm going to go Tommy Fleetwood.
Exactly. You know, I tell you what, Craig and I think exactly the same. I said, and I was sitting that before Benjamin picked, and he's young, so you got to give him some slack there. Tommy Fleetwood never wins, but he's always in there. Yeah. Always in there. If you really want to bolster up your team, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And who would ever boot against him? He's the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah,
absolutely. Benny, sure. Just so you know, one of the big competition, really, well, the winner is one thing, but the 36-hole stroke play for the entire team. So you want to start picking guys who make the cut once the big boys are gone.
Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
Okay, good to know.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is me, and I will take...
I'll pick Bernard then.
Christ. You picked Fleetwood, right? You happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yep,
well, who wouldn't be?
No, I'm just asking because I would take him in a heartbeat.
Why don't you offer him?
A terrible pick.
I don't know. I'm going to go. I'm going to go with...
take your time, Frank.
I'm going to go with Sepp Straka.
There you go. Get one of the Brüder. Why not? Aus dem... ehemaligen Vaterland.
Ogren picks the highest ranked American left. That would be Patrick Cantlay.
That was a good pick.
Ogren was here, but he's teaching.
Well, he's got to be, when you're getting 25 an hour, you got to do a lot of lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but...
that was for you, Craig. You didn't laugh.
There you go. Malcolm Duck, sitting on Scotty Scheffler. We still got the highest player, Joachim Niemann, and then Victor Hovland. And then we go down to Will Zalatoris, number 18.
Well, I was struggling between Scheffler and Fleetwood for my first pick, because I think Fleetwood
could
pose a few dangers, which was...
stick together. I like that, Malcolm.
I think Fleetwood's a cracking player, but I've got to go with Bobby Mack, because I think he's coming through. I think he's a great player. I don't think he could get phased. And I wouldn't pick him from the next tournament because if he wins, it won't be sober by the Sunday.
Bobby Mack.
He was a great winner at Renaissance. And he really came down in the clubhouse and spent a good time talking to the members and all the
fans. It looks like you had a good time with him.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, there you go. It would be nice to see a European win again, one of these things. Bobby Mack goes to Malcolm Duck. Brother Burley, sitting on Rory, two picks, sir.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth been picked?
Jordan Spieth has not been picked.
I'll take Jordan Spieth. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And Ted trod on my toes a little bit because I was going to go for Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, but now Justin Thomas is gone. I'm going to tread on Ted's toes.
Oh,
I'm going to take Min Woo Lee.
You knew that was my next pick.
Min Woo Lee. Fuck you, Ted.
Fuck you, Ted.
Min Woo who? Min Woo Lee. Oh, I love that guy, man. He's got one of those. He really, come on now. He has the worst mustache in professional sports. He looks like one of those bit role players in a Chinese
company. I think he's actually the best and the worst at the same time.
He looks like a guy who could play, put a robe on him. He could play the Samurai King or something in a kung fu movie with that mustache.
You could be Craig, you come in wrong time. You in trouble now, GI.
You could be his mentor in that film, Ted.
Oh, I tell you, Pete, there's probably a few things I could teach him.
And you want to know what I'm smoking?
Well, I tell you what, good thing I didn't smoke nothing last night, man. That'd have been a hell of a drive. Fuck me running. How bad was that? Good God almighty. Did a little practice run getting up early, go up there. Yeah, I can do it. I'll do it. It'd be no problem tonight.
There you go. Where'd you go last night? Where do you live now?
I have not moved.
Oh, you have not moved? Oh,
okay. I mean, I was in the States for almost 3 months, but I just, same place. It's beautiful. I love it here. Just my godson owns a house. He just had a boy a couple of days ago, so I love it here. It's nice to have a family around you.
Absolutely. There you go. We're back to you, Mr. Duck. Scheffler and Bobby Mack, highest player on the board, Joachim Niemann.
Oh, I'm going to Australia, so I'm going to Mr. Adam Scott, because I think he's solid as a rock, and I think he'll make the cut, and I think he'll bring me
number 38, on. Adam Scott, Duck.
Yeah, he's. I get the feeling he's actually serious about this.
Yeah, I think he really is. I think he's playing well too.
Yeah,
he's got temperament.
He's had a good year. Very interesting pick. Who is up next?
Take your time, Frank.
David. Yeah, I'm ready. David Ogren picks the highest American. That's Dalla Torres.
That's not a bad pick, but he's kind of dropped off the planet.
Number 18, David. Okay, that leaves me. I guess I'm gonna. I gotta go. Fuck.
He's not playing this week.
Not gonna go for the live guy. I'm gonna go for Victor.
There you go.
Somebody's got
in a game where chipping is important.
He doesn't know how to chip.
Well, he has his issues. I mean, even though he's Joe Mayo's poster child.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to hit all the. He's going to be hitting greens. It's going to be beautiful.
You and Trump. It's going to be the greatest show ever.
Ted, you're not happy, are you?
I'm enjoying myself. I mean, I've had a long day, and I'm letting off a little bit of steam here.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Trying to add some color to the show,
which is very difficult.
In the old days, we used to have these guys. You guys didn't been here. I've been since the beginning. We had tour caddies. They'd come in with the dome. He was a ball guy. Mm-hmm. Called him the dome.
Yeah.
They come in with phenomenal stats. I mean, absolutely amazing. Really amazing how professional everybody was.
Yep. He didn't answer me. I mean, he doesn't write me back all the time. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's
probably caddying.
He's doing a podcast with all caddies.
That'd be an interesting thing to do. Be better than some of the other podcasts we have to listen to.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to listen to that stuff, but that's pretty good. But who knows what he's doing? He is still around, but just not for this. We are moving on to Mr. Miller, Bryson, and Fleetwood. We still got Niemann, and we still got Cam Smith, 19, Russell Henley, and then Akshay down
I'm
there.
I'm going to take Wyndham.
With the hotel.
Mark, I'm going to go to the hotel. He's looking dangerous, I think. He's coming into some form. I think it's the first time ever I've had my first three choices I've had a chance to get. It's pretty impressive
for me. Really? Bryson?
Well, it'll only be impressive if they play well.
They're going to play well, these guys, Ted. Easy, man.
Yes,
No chance, Jim.
Who's in the States? Is there somebody? Does anybody know what the weather is? It going to be soft and rainy? Anybody know that?
Not checked.
Interesting.
I haven't checked.
We spoke about that with David before when you were lost.
Yes.
And it's been raining. It's been the course is very soft.
Well, that'll be interesting. I'd like to see no wind and see him just eat the piss out of it. That would be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean.
Yeah, but I was lost, as you said. Does the soft course bring more players into play?
They've only got 45 guys playing, Frank. No, or whatever it is. How many guys play that
time? 90.
97 are playing.
45 make the cut.
But, yeah, of course, yeah.
Does it bring some of the guys that maybe wouldn't have a chance if it was bone dry? Does that play into their hands?
Different skills are needed. Yes. If you have a very dry course or a very wet course.
Well, the thing is, the drier the course, the more the guys that know the course are going to have an advantage because they're going to know where the runouts are. They're going to know where to leave it. And the wet course is going to be more, it's going to create more spin, which will get the ball backing up like crazy. But around the green, you'll certainly be a lot easier up and down the softer greens.
Yeah, those greens have so different or difficult landing areas when it's really fast. So if it's really soft, the landing areas are going to get bigger. So, much more guys going to have a chance, I think.
There you go.
It must be fun to see, though. It's a much more fun to see a track meet than, you know, what was that show? When the guys are alone, where they're out there in the woods naked with freaking bears and stuff like that. That doesn't really do much for me. You know what I mean? I mean, really.
Survivor?
Whatever it is, that too.
The bear's quite happy.
I mean, has anybody ever been attacked by a bear? I mean, God. All right, Frank, keep it moving.
There you go. Benny, you're up. You're sitting on Ludwig Aberg and Patrick Reed.
I'll go with Cam Smith.
Cam Smith. I can't believe nobody's taking Neiman.
Well, Cam Smith's a better player than Neiman.
Is he?
He's a great wedge player, by the way. What do you think, Craig? I like his swing from about a 9-iron down. After that, he's got some moves going on at the top. But the guy's a really solid player.
Yeah, and if his putter is hot, he's really good.
I think if he didn't go to Live, he'd just be killing it right now. He was at the top of his game when he left. Yeah. You know, he was so impressive.
And he won the Open before he left.
Right,
yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
He's struggling in Live as well. He's not quite performing. Eh?
I don't think that's his mindset. You know, like a lot of the guys, some of them are starting to talk it down a little bit, saying it's a little bit more like a company, outing than it is a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a quick story. My son plays at, or he's a member at Lake Nona. So I go out there and I can practice and do whatever I want all the time. It's great. Mm-hmm. And I know Ian. So sometimes I see him at the back. I'll talk to him or something. He shows up. He's got it like a 6-8 seat massive cart, okay, that you got to go steps to get into. He's got a massive boom box, I guess that's, you know, he does with his phone. And he shows up and plays house music on the back of the range, which is reserved for pros. Now, you got to get this picture. There's two or three Korean girls sitting there with their coaches, really, really grinding. And this guy shows up blasting the music. It does in 10 minutes, the back of the range just clears out. He didn't give a shit. It's hilarious.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, eh, Ted?
Yeah, I guess, huh?
Nice one, Brother Burley. We are down to, we're not down to, we're next up is Mr. Olofsson, who's sitting on Rahm and Xander.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So the guy who got a lot of experience on that course is Justin Rose. He's been putting well on those greens for the last 17 years.
Amazing.
I've been watching him. And because I think the window has already been taken. But I think Justin Rose is going to do well. I mean, this guy, he's a hard worker. He loves it.
He's good to see in tournaments.
He's also got Fuchs back on his bag, which I think makes a big difference.
Yeah, okay.
So don't pick him because I was picking him next.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
No, I love him. Everybody loves Justin Rose. So, I'm lucky to have him on my team.
He was unlucky not to make the Open, to win the Open. That was a great, great, great backstretch.
And wasn't he in a playoff once at Augusta?
I don't remember
that. Wasn't it a playoff when Sergio won, maybe? Wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Something like that. I think he was. Doc, Jane Lowry, and Tyrrell Hatton.
There's one player we can't pick anymore. Next year, he's gone.
Oh.
And I'll pick him. I don't think number 100. Bernard, 110.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that? Is he losing his...
Bernard Langer.
Barnyard.
Langer.
Barnyard.
Bernhard Langer with the third pick.
Player.
That's very brave.
What I mean, a player.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's incredible that a German golfer will be an honorary starter at Augusta. I mean, that's just...
Why is it incredible that it's a German?
Yeah, well, but I mean... Well,
you
more
trying to say something against the Germans, Frank?
What?
You're saying something against Germans?
No, absolutely not, but...
he'll probably find the guys that show up late for the fucking thing. Two shots. Jack Nicklaus shows up late. Hey, Lick, you missed your tee time. Two shot penalty. That would be great, wouldn't it, Bernhard Langer?
Does anybody have any insight on whether some of the other players, how they feel about him not anchoring, or whether he is anchoring? I mean, is that
what is? Come on now. It looks to me, his arm, everything's right up there. I mean. What does it matter? Who cares?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you that why should anchoring be illegal? I mean, I remember when the broomstick putters came out, and the guys that went to the long putter were the guys who couldn't putt. You know, now they make it even harder for them. I mean, let them anchor.
At the Seniors Open a few years ago in Turnberry, Roger Davis still playing then. All the Aussie guys, when they said they were going to ban the long putters, they said they were going to come out on their knees and use the small putter.
I never thought about that. What a great idea that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty long upper body for that to work.
Yeah, well, I think the good bet or an interesting bet would be Bernhard against Freddie, who does better. So,
You wouldn't see one shot of the whole tournament, Frank.
No, absolutely.
They're not going to put him on TV.
Absolutely not.
This thing holding out on 18. All right, next.
Next is Ted with two picks.
Let me tell you something right now.
Please.
Okay? This I've never seen a crowd that's so ready to fall asleep, Frank. But you've managed. Everybody's morphed into a junior Frank, okay? There's a guy out there. That is such a solid player. And who was it that said they were beefing up their team? Was it the Doc? Who was it?
Maybe.
Somebody said, I think the winner's been picked, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to beef up my team, right? How in the hell can you not think about Tony Finau? He drives it like God. He's always got a chance. Okay, he doesn't get it done, but he's easy money. In a good team, I'm taking Tony Finau.
Tony Finau for Ted. You get another one, Ted. Yeah, well.
All right, don't move the list down. I don't have everything.
Sung J.M.?
Oh, easy. I see an easy one there. I love his game. No, here's an easy one. Please. I'm just looking to see before I pick. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I'm just joking, Frank. Don't take the bait. Go back. I'm going to tell you who my pick is. I already know who it is.
Who is it?
Slow down. Right there. I can't. Akshay Bhatia.
Is he Asian?
I don't know. I'm a quarter black on my mother's side, so I like black people. right on, Washington.
Oh my God!
You got to be old to know that one, don't you?
Wow, that's a good-looking team: JT, Hideki, Finau, and Akshay.
Hold on, I messed him up. Is the left-handed guy Thigala?
No, yeah. Akshay is the left-handed.
Okay, guy. I'm taking Akshay. I love that guy. Yeah. I like his action, everything.
Yeah, there you go. He weighs about 50 pounds, but
I don't care. I would take that in a heartbeat. P.
There you go. I know you can. Doc, you're up.
Me?
Doc, go. Yes.
Doc or Duck?
Doc or Duck?
The Doc Timpus.
Doc Timpus. Okay. I wasn't prepared. Did someone already pick Joachim Niemann?
Pick who?
Niemann?
No.
Niemand hat niemand genommen.
I'll take him.
You're taking Niemann. Yeah. Nobody
actually won. Be niemanden hat niemanden genommen.
What is that? Akkusative?
Yes, hat haben.
All right. Wow. So now the top 20 are gone. Dog. Now we're down to Russell Henley being the highest available. And then Corey Connors, Jason Day, J.H. Kim, Berger, DJ. Ricky's not playing. Sahith. There you go. And it is Adi is up. Mr. Olafsson, we cannot hear you.
Sorry.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, so I'm going to go for an Australian guy this time. I'm going to go for Jason Day.
I knew you were going to pick that guy.
Man, Rose and Day, both on my list.
Yes, I mean, he's been doing well. He was having a lesson now after he did well in America in I think it was last month with my friend Dr. Rob Neal. And yeah, so yeah, I like that. He's padding.
Rob doesn't give lessons. He gives out information.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's but I was a day with him, and so at least they had a contact and had something to do with each other. Yeah. So.
Jason Day. Jason Day. It's a good looking team too you got. Benjamin Kubo, please. Ludwig Reed, Cam Smith is who you are sitting on.
I'll go with not Akshay, the other one. Saith.
So
you mean the other one?
You go. Yeah, seriously.
They all look like
Sahith.
Sahith goes to Benjamin. Very good. Is that the right one? That is the right one. Mr. Miller, Bryson, Fleetwood, Wyndham. My God, is that a killer team?
Wrong team. I tell you who I'm gonna go for. A guy that's performing well on the live. He's coming back and he's driving it amazing.
Dustin Johnson.
Sergio Garcia.
Oh, come on. Now, that's the worst pick ever. Come on.
No, Ted. Basketball.
How do you come up with Sergio out of nowhere?
You could have picked Simon Taylor and had a better pick.
Who is Simon Taylor?
It's between the two of us. He's a buddy. He played for him, and he always wore these goofy socks.
Hello. Well, I'm telling you, Sergio is going to be a cut maker. I don't think he's going to win it, but he'll make a cut.
They'll make the cut. No, that's good enough.
I mean, he just finished second in the Monster, man. He did all right again. He's like playing good.
Yeah. What's going on with Matt Fitzpatrick? Anybody know if he's all right?
What is the deal? We need some insider.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope you guys. Maybe you guys have it, but don't give it.
His caddy left him.
I'm gonna go with Jake Knapp.
That's not a bad pick.
There you go. Thank you, Ted. Was that you?
It's not a good pick, but it's not a bad pick. I predict he'll miss the cut by one, Frank. You've just jinxed him.
All I want to do is beat you. You know that.
I'm not hard to beat.
No, you are not. David Ogren picks Russell Henley. He's American, right?
Well, last I checked. He plays at my dad's club. He's a nice guy.
Russell Henley. Then we are at, now we're with Mr. Duck, Malcolm Scheffler, Bobby Mack, and Adam Scott.
Oh, I'm going to add Aaron Rye. He's a very tidy player. He's pretty solid. Not sure he's not going to work close to winning, but I think he'll make the cut.
That was your winning pick. You got a good team. You always have to have one sleeper on your team.
That's the sleeper?
Oh, well, he's down there a ways. Is he one of them or where's he from?
He's an English man, not
is he really?
Aaron Rye's English, isn't he? Yeah,
he's English. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's English. But I think that's a good pick too.
Nice guy, very quiet, very tidy. He'll get on with it, won't get flustered, won a couple of things and some reasonable finishes.
There you go. We are two picks for Brother Burley, who's sitting on Rory, Spieth, and Minwoo Lee.
It's a hell of a team,
isn't it?
I'll fuck it up.
Brian Harmon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you never do that. You just lost your game. You had a chance to win. All those good players down there.
He always picks a guy that like shoots 80. Number 57. And another
I have to go for my neighbor. I have to go for a Thomas Dutrie.
That's a good pick there. I thought about him early. He's a really good guy, and he's a really strong player. He's a very good player.
He just keeps
getting better. He reminds me a little bit of Cam Smith, not quite as far along as he was, but, you know, the same kind of guy, young guy, good competitor, solid fundamentals, you know, always in the hunt.
Ryder Cup player?
At some point, absolutely.
Mentally, he's very strong. I mean, for all the other Belgians who've come along, I think he's the strongest mentally.
Yeah, Thomas Peters, I love him. He's a good guy, but I don't know what happened to him. I thought he was just going to be phenomenal. I mean, he's on the Live Tour, isn't he?
Well, he went to Live, yeah. I mean,
mentally, he was dreadful.
When you see the scores those guys shoot, I mean, you know, Westwood and Poulter and McDowell and Keimer, I mean, it's just moronk. You know, they're like 11 over after 36 holes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never watched any of it. I don't pay attention to it
anyway.
Neither have I.
Do it.
Yeah, but it seems to be working in Adelaide. I mean, Live in Adelaide was supposedly a monster show.
But they drink for a reason. They got a good reason to drink.
Yeah, they do.
It's great for Australians.
Yeah,
it is. That is for some. Yeah, the right culture for that. Yeah, certainly wouldn't go over in Scotland, would it, Craig?
Nope.
It wouldn't take long.
Absolutely not. Mr. Duck, it is your turn.
I am going to go for son of a man who is a very famous rugby player, Ryan Fox.
Oh, man, yeah, he's a good guy. He can hit it.
So he'll be off or on, but I think he'll make the cut. But he's a bit dangerous off or on. He could push for a decent place, but I think he's kind of safe. Even somebody else, but I'm going to go to Ryan Fox, the All Black.
Not the first time you've had him on one of your roto teams.
Nope.
There you go. There it's well, Heinz would be picking Joachim Niemann. Ryan Fox it is for Malcolm. David Ogren, highest ranking American, would be
Maverick McNeely.
Daniel Berger. Is he playing?
Yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah, well, Tiger's on the list. I mean, the list is from odds check from some.
Berger's been playing golf lately, so he'll be there.
Yeah, I think so. Ogren. Ogren takes Daniel Berger. And then it's me. I'm going to take.
It's a really good player in there. No one's even thought about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cameron Young.
Yeah, that wasn't the guy.
You did. What do you mean that wasn't the guy?
That wasn't the guy. There's a guy in there that's a hell of a player. Maybe he ain't had the best season, but he's a hell of a player, and no one's talked about him.
Emiliano Grillo?
No.
Tristan Lawrence?
No. Tristan Lawrence, no.
I don't know. Mr. Miller. Bryson, Fleetwood, Wyndham, Sergio. Highest player on the list available is Corey Connors.
We go down a little bit, please.
Absolutely.
That's what she said.
<What's that? laughs>
This is what we need. Oh, the home guards.
Yeah.
Make the cut. Stop. I'm going to take Rasmus.
Rasmus Højgaard. Yes,
that means Nick Lyle will do well.
I was going close, but no cigar. After my last two picks, man, I'm getting taken apart. I was doing all right, I thought. But
they're going to be Americans pretty soon after Trump invades Greenland and takes over Denmark.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just unbelievable the shit that comes out of his mouth. I mean, if I was really half drunk and talked shit, I can't even approach the shit that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Thanks, God, Ted. Thanks, God.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's good. I mean, it's just going to blow up in somebody's face at some point. I mean,
really, like everybody's stock portfolio has.
Yeah, well, there you go. But it's the 401ks of the guys in the Midwest and the Trump country that are hurting. And
good for them. The good payback, a bitch. All right, here we go.
Benjamin, Ludwig, Reed, Cam Smith, Sigala, Corey Connors, the highest player on the list.
So I'll take Tony Finau, or has he been picked?
I picked him, man.
Finau has been picked. Oh, by
sorry.
Ted.
Sorry.
He actually did that on purpose to butter me up. You're a good man, Benjamin. Come down. We'll give you a couple of free tokens for the range.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Well,
of course, that's a lot of money in the States.
That's true.
That's the side.
I'll go for Sungjae.
Sungjae.
Yeah.
Ted, how do you feel about that?
I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this in all professional seriousness. A lot of those guys are technically really, really good players. And until you actually watch them on the range and watch them play, I can't see where their weaknesses are. You know what I mean? Because the problem in the United States is, and it's even worse in Europe, they only show the guys in the lead.
Yeah.
So these other guys are playing, you might get one shot a tournament from them. But what I see of those guys, I think they're really, really good. I mean, really good.
Yeah. So what makes the guys the best? I mean, the other day I was watching the tournament and I remember Scotty Scheffler right after the round going to the range and working on whatever, and he shot, I don't know what, 62 or something like that. And he goes to.
I think everybody's professional enough. I think at that level, it just comes down to one thing. You get these situations, these guys are like froth into the mouth to have a chance to win the good ones, right? And they just crank it up a notch. And other people start thinking about where they are. You know, right. I think there's a pain threshold. If you're top 50 in the world, but the difference between top 50 and top five is massive because top five has obviously been in a position to win or has won more often, right? I just think that guys like Scheffler's, he won 450 million junior tournaments. He was always a good player. A lot of these guys, they just expect to win. They really do. They just expect to win. I think that makes a huge difference.
But explain to me a guy, Scheffler, shooting 62 and going to the range after the round. I mean, is that just because that's.
I'll tell you why. I've shot, and I'm sure, I don't know how these other people play, and I'm sure you guys are all good golfers. But Craig was a very good golfer.
Was, he said. Did you hear that, Craig?
No, I meant when he was younger. Yeah. He was a very good golfer. I played with him when he was good. At the end, when he could still walk upright, you know what I mean? Around a golf course, and he didn't have that electric cart or whatever it is. But I'm just telling you, man, if you go out there, I've shot 63 and four. And I said on the fifth, 64, one of my 64s, I said, man, I could have been 58. And you're thinking to yourself, I just said that it could have been 58. And you probably missed about 4, 5, 10 footers. Really? So he's going out there. He might hit one bad tee shot and he's so pissed off at himself. He's going to go out and hit that shot over and over and over again. Right. Till he knows it, that when he shows up tomorrow and has to hit that shot, he's going to go, I got this. Or B, he's got a little routine going that keeps him focused and makes him fresh, and he just wants to keep doing it. You know, a lot of times you do stuff just because it's working, not because you really think you need to do it. You just like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
I mean, going to the range after the round is just a routine for those guys. I mean, it's just a cool down, we call it. You do that.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day, I mean, Rory and Scotty, they have, if they could putt like the best putter in the world, nobody else would win on the tour.
Yeah.
That's a fact. I mean, their long game is so above whatever. And
it's certainly a consistent.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Amazing you say that, Adi. I lost a girlfriend once like that. We had sex and it was like probably in the morning. And I contemplated playing golf. And I decided, you know, I don't do this that often. Let's go ahead and do this again, right? So we did it again, and then I got up, and I'm putting my clothes on. She's going, you're going to buy some water? I go, hell no, I'm going to the range for a cool down.
did you get applause when you came down for breakfast?
I think it's the last time I was with that girl too.
I'm not going to ask you when that was.
Yeah. I still have contact with her though.
Ah, there you go. We are Mr. Olafsson, who is sitting on Ram, Schaufele, Rose, and Day. Also, a very good team.
You got how many rounds are we doing, Frank?
Six. So this is five. We're doing six.
We're doing five now.
This is five right now. We're doing six.
Let's get this going, boys. It's been a long day.
I know what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna take Nikolai Højgaard.
And Højgaard.
That's the better one. You got the better one this week.
There you go. Okay. And then we're sitting with Doc Tempus, who is sitting on Lowry, Hatton, Bernard, and Niemann.
It doesn't matter at this point who you pick. Your team's history.
So is Jason Day still available?
No.
No, he's not. Nope.
Jason Day is gone. He went to Adi last round.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson is.
Yep. And Corey Connors.
Nope. I'll take Matt Fitzpatrick.
There you go. Now you've really rounded out your team. I'm going to tell you something. I finished last a lot of times, but that one right there is a train wreck, your team.
You said this the last time, but last time I was, second.
You're the fucking Lochführer this week, I can tell you right now. The train driver, man. You go drive that one off the bridge.
I think Billy's caddying for him in like two-thirds of the tournaments. He's not doing the whole season, but I think he's doing all the big ones.
Okay.
Nice option.
He's doing a podcast with a bunch of other stuff, but he just can't carry the bag for so long. But he's all season. But I think he's still with him for the majors.
Yeah, in case he wins $4 million, he get his little $400,000.
Correct.
There you go.
That's Yorkshire. What do you expect?
Yorkshire.
All right, Ted Long with his fifth and final pick. Two picks.
I thought we won six.
Yeah, well, you're picking two, five, and six.
Ah, okay.
You got now, Hideki.
I'm going to tell you who everybody missed. Go up. Sam Burns, how can it? Ryder Cup players, young gun, great player. I don't know what I've missed about his season being shitty, but I'll take him. And then I'll tell you another guy who always plays the Masters well. Always. Always plays him well.
Okay.
Billy Horschel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's a solid player, Frank. Billy Horschel is a very good player.
He is.
I mean, look, what does it even matter, Frank?
It doesn't matter, but...
I mean, it does not matter. All that matters is what happens between the picks.
What happened to Max Homa? Anybody know what happened to him? What is it? Where's
Willie? Supposedly, he's a bit narrow and his right arm stuck in on him. It looks like to me he's always in danger of hooking it or something.
And where's Billy Horschel? Yeah, 52. I got him. Ted. So, Ted, your team, JT, Hideki, Finau, Akshay, Burns, and Horschel.
Ooh. I'm going to tell you something. In the history of this podcast, that's probably the most solid team. I've actually picked this time to win this one. Absolutely. I don't come out of the closet much, but when I do, I come out for serious business. I'm going to win this one. I really believe that.
Well, anything but DFL would be...
I'm not going to be DFL, but I will tell you one thing right now, and I'll bet Craig a little 20 for between you and me. I bet you Nikolai beats Rasmus.
Ooh, see, he's bidding on other people's players.
I bet he says you beat Horschel.
Okay, I'll take that. So I get 20 on one, 20 on the other. Is that right?
Sergio Horschel.
So I got Nikolai and Horschel, and you got Shithead and his brother.
Yeah,
I'm going. I'm backing Mr. Miller on this with a 20.
Well, okay, you can tap both those bets too, Frank.
There you go.
Raise your hand if you got 40 euros left over. Okay, there you go. So I've got a potential 80 euros in this thing.
There you go. Next pick, the last pick for Mr. Timpus, Lowry, Hatton, Bernard, Niemann, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. JJ Spawn.
Hmm?
JJ Spawn.
No.
I gotta call my Italian place and tell them to make me some food. Shit, I only eat once all day. I just realized that.
Did someone pick Cameron Smith?
Yes.
Yes. Well, were you guys sleeping between all this? We talked about
it. I can't see it. Yes, the wrong PDF there.
Yeah, well, excuse me.
What's her name? Her name is
Maurice. It was picked by Benny in round three.
Zeb Straka.
I picked him in round
gone,
two.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Jonathan Vegas.
No.
Bubba.
Bubba, what's
Well, he dropped off the map, didn't he?
You always like him.
Ted McKeegan, Bradley. Oh.
That's a great pick. I would have thought about picking him. That's a very good pick.
Playing captain, Beth Page?
No, hell no.
No?
He's going to enjoy the show.
He is. Yeah, we'll see about that. Then we have, so it's also a good team that Doc put together. Adi, for your last pick, please. Aram, Shuffle, a Rose Day, Nikolai.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to my Europeans and going to... Actually, I'm going to go for... There's not much left, but I'm going to go for Adrian Meronk.
Is he playing? I mean, I'm going to check
who's playing.
And
five down the bottom there.
Yeah, I know, but this.
I'll check.
Yeah, I'll check, and then I'll give you a chance to replace him if he's not playing, of course. Adi goes for Adrian Meronk. Not yet a Ryder Cup player, and who knows? Meronk is not playing. I was just informed.
Okay, he was on the list.
He is long.
He's on the list.
Me noch ein Portion machen, ich komme vorbei. Okay, bis gleich. Tschüss.
Okay, then I go for Erik van Rooyen.
Erik van Rooyen. We'll see. But
that's an interesting pick, but it's certainly a dangerous guy on that course.
Is he?
Yeah.
He kills the ball, Frank.
Yes, yeah, I don't know. Things.
That golf course is all about the par fives, man.
It is. I mean, when you look at what Scotty did on the par fives at Augusta, over his career, it's unbelievable. I mean, he like on the first hole, I think on 17 and 18, he's over par for his career, and on the par fives, he's like, I don't know, 40 under or something like that.
That usually helps.
It does.
Yep, I hope so. He's my pick.
The last pick for the rookie: Benjamin Kubo, Ludwig, Patrick Reed, Cam Smith, Sigala, Sung J M. Ooh.
Corey Connors.
Corey.
Is he picked?
No, he's not been picked. That's a good.
Well, Frank's been trying to sell him forever, so that means
I have. Corey Connors goes to.
Why did you pick? Tell the truth, Benjamin. Do you even know who he is?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, just checking. I mean, if I've watched Sky like you do, and I've never seen him on TV.
I don't watch Sky.
What do you watch?
I listen to good old English broadcasting.
He had a big role in the Full Swing on Netflix. Although I'm really excited for...
Benjamin?
No, Corey Connors, Benjamin.
Didn't you see me?
I'm excited for Happy Gilmore 2.
Season 2?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, God, that first one was ridiculous.
And now we go, the last pick for Mr. Miller. Bryson, Fleetwood, Wyndham, Sergio, and Rasmus.
Can you go, I think Upper was a seen my pick. Up a little bit.
Laurie Canner's in there. How'd he get in there?
Stop there. Aaron Rye.
He's been picked.
He's been picked.
Mr. Duck.
You're not a Sudoku guy.
I thought that was going to be a sneaky one as well. Make the cut. I'm going to go Ricky Fowler.
He's not.
That's
not playing. Not playing.
Really?
No.
Nope.
You did your favor there.
Okay, that was a bad pick. Was it dead? Is it go down a bit? I'm struggling.
Yeah, up down.
What about fucking Justin or what's his name? DJ. Why doesn't anybody pick him? Is he shit? He makes a bazillion dollars on the live.
I tell you, who I'm going to pick Phil Mickelson.
There you go,
Phil.
Doral as well. So
there you go, Phil Mickelson. Good pick.
Gary Woodland. Nobody picked him. He's a good player.
I am going to go for the German Stefan Jäger.
Is he playing? Hey, good for him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Give him his play, yeah.
Did he just killed him, though. Write down every one of Frank's picks. If you give me 10 to 1 odds, I bet everybody on Frank's team makes a misses a cut.
I'm in on that. Did he change his name to Steven?
Steven Yeager.
I heard everybody on the American.
Well, nobody can say Stefan in the United States.
You can.
Well, yeah, I've only been over here 50 years. What the hell's that boy's name? Stefan Yeager? What the hell kind of name? That sounds like a goddamn car to me. Yeager.
My God.
I drove one of them years ago, old Yeager. Hell, I was in a damn repair shop more than it was anywhere else.
You are unbelievable, Ted. Mr. Ogren is picking the highest ranked American left, and that would be
Gary Woodland.
Dustin Harris English. No, DJ.
Oh yeah, how could I? Well, he's got a decent team.
He's got Koepka, Cantlay, Zalatoris, Henley, Berger, and DJ.
He got a great team. I think the rookie Benjamin's going to have a chance. He fucked up on that one pick, but I'll forgive him on that.
You think so?
Yeah, he got a good team.
The Patrick Reed.
This is one of the stronger teams I've ever seen, but minus yours, obviously.
There you go. And then we get to the last pick for Mr. Malcolm Duck, who is also sitting on a good team. Scheffler, McIntyre, Adam Scott, Aaron Rye, and Ryan Fox. One syllable, Scott
Rye. I was looking at Eric Von Ryan, but he's missed a few cuts. And,
he was just picked by Adi.
I know he was, and yeah. I was quite glad he picked him because it made my mind up for me. So I'm going to go for 73 JP Poston because he's been pretty solid.
JT Poston.
Yeah, 73.
That is a good. That used to be one of Casey's favorites. Favorite
solid player, make the cut.
There you go.
Bring me some points.
The last pick of RotoFest 16 goes to brother Burley, who is sitting on Rory Spieth, Minwoo, Harmon, and Detry.
Thank you, Frank. And I just want to wrap it up here with a couple of things.
Please.
First of all, for Malcolm and Craig, I think I want to give you some homework before the next time. Player number 108, I want you to make a Scottish joke about player at number 108, please.
Who is it? Let me see. Who is it?
Frank, it's up to you. You're supposed to move the thing now.
One well, Frank, yeah. Time, pal. Slapping the Frank.
Frank's amazing, P.
It's 108.
Who the hell is that?
When you ding.
I don't know, but it sounds Scottish, Frank.
When you ding.
When you ding? Is that your pick, Brother Burley?
And the other thing is, Ted has been flip-flopping all over the place. He takes it so seriously on the one hand, and then the next time, next minute, he says, it doesn't matter a fuck.
It doesn't matter, but I take it seriously. You with me? Every time I go to the bathroom, nobody else cares. I take that seriously.
on that note, Ted, I'm going to go for Angel Cabrera.
Oh. There you go.
Oh. You're out. You're going?
You and Frank are going to have an early weekend.
You're going for Angel Cabrera. I like that. He's going to.
He's 66 on a seniors course riding around in a cart. There we go.
There you go. Gentlemen, as always, a super pleasure with you guys. Sorry for the little difficulties we've had here.
But Frank, what else is new?
Arone. What did you order at the Italian?
Just my usual. Spaghetti bolognese. A large portion with some nice Parmesan cheese on it.
Oh.
I got to eat something. I got to get up in 3 hours.
Where are you going to the airport?
Yeah. I know the way now.
How long is the drive?
That is 204 kilometers up and back.
There you go.
And then here's the killer. Here's the killer. So I drive in, and for the first time in ages, I'm going to park in the parking lot across from the place because the guy's paying for it. So get the ticket, and I start to drive up, and then I realize the ticket was for that particular one. And there's a couple of guys pulling in behind me like, ah, fuck. So I go down three more, get another ticket, park there. Then I realize I got two tickets. I go, oh, fuck it. So I leave the one, the first one in the car, take the second one. I'm off. Realize about halfway there, it's dropped out of my thing. Now I don't have a ticket. So when I had to come back the same time, I didn't have a ticket. So I said, oh, fuck it. So I drove down with the other ticket, put it in. They said, it's not valid. I said, what's the problem here? The guy says, what time does it say on there? I said, 5:51 or whatever it was. Hey, 4:51. And he's like, 14 euros and I was out of there. So that ticket, that was the only positive part. So I had two tickets.
Make sure you set your alarm, and when you ding, get up.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks very much. Have a good night. The sheets will go out, and good night from Mr. Rob Hogan.
Thanks.
Hogan, and you're listening to Radio Golf Show. Inspiration!